Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Bombela 29, Pretoria 31. Die stad Tshwane het 5 senior ambtenare as voorsorg geskors na skuldigbevindings in 'n jarelange dissiplinêre proses oor die omstrede Rooiwal tender toekenning. Die woordvoerder Sabi Bokaba sê ondanks onskuldig bevindings op 3 aanklagte is hulle vir 'n maand sonder betaling geskors op die 4de aanklagte. Die stad sal appeleer teen die beslissing omdat hy nie saamstem met die proses nie.
The city issued the 5 officials with an intended letter of suspension on Wednesday and were afforded an opportunity to make representations on why they shouldn't be suspended. A final determination was made to place them on precautionary suspension with full pay. The city disagrees with the outcome of the disciplinary process and has resolved to appeal the entire outcome at the Labour Court.
Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Die president van die ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, is vol vertroue in die party se verkiesingsoorwinning in KwaZulu-Natal na sy besoek. Sy besoek val saam met die EFF, IFP, Action SA, Patriotic Alliance en National Freedom Party. Ramaphosa sê hulle pogings is nutteloos.
The ANC has an overarching presence in KZN. And all other political parties are trying to nibble at the edges. The ANC has great hegemony here, and we will emerge victorious, and we're going to surprise you and many others. We are going to have a clear majority.
Intussen het president Cyril Ramaphosa sy meegevoel betuig met die dood van die 93-jarige bevrydingsstaatmaker Motsoko Peko. Die voormalige PAC-president het gedien as 'n LP en PAC-verteenwoordiger by die VN. Die leier van die DA in Gauteng, Solly Msimanga, beskuldig die ANC van politisering van burgers se leidings weens desperaatheid. Msimanga het 'n verkiesingssaantreg toegespreek in Ekurhuleni en klem geplaas op voortgesette uitdagings soos onvoldoende dienslewering. Hy hou vol die ANC sal armoede laat voortsleep en beloof die DA beplan om die ekonomiese stilpunt weer van die regerende party weg te neem.
We have heard Ntatomo lying about the 500,000 jobs, lying about the Mapanyaza, and then after what saying he's never said what he said. How desperate can you get to take the suffering of the poor people to turn them into your campaign?
'n Man in sy laat 30's is dood nadat hy homself vroeër van die week aan die brand gesteek het buite die hof in New York waar Donald Trump se historiese verhoor gehou word. Ooggetuies sê die man het pamflette uit 'n rugsak in die lug ingegooi voordat hy vloeistof oor homself uitgestort het en dit aan die brand gesteek het. Meer op ons nuusblaak. En in Gauteng verwag ons 'n matige, warm dag, maar baie warm in die ver noorde van die provinsie. Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Mbombela en Mlaagleni ook 29, Polokwane 30, Rustenburg 31 en vir reisigers Kaapstad 20, Durban 26, Obega 24 en Bloemfontein 29. Ek is Emil Pienaar, our top story this hour, City of Tshwane places 5 officials on precautionary suspension.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, Mike, everybody! It's Barney!
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Are you an evil woman?
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got you.
Good morning.